This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's Gadio.
Welcome to Nicholas Snow Live. This broadcast is originating on Thursday, April 23rd at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time in the year 2015. Dr. Michael Gottlieb receives the Science and Medicine Award. Dr. Gottlieb reported the first five cases of AIDS in 1981, and his work in the early days of the epidemic was chronicled in the book And the Band Played On. He was personal physician not only to Steve Chase, namesake of the gala, but also to the actor Rock Hudson. Using $250,000 left to him by Hudson, Dr. Gottlieb was one of the co-founders of AMFAR, the American Foundation for AIDS Research. In this episode, Dr. Steve Scheibel, medical director of Desert AIDS Project, presents this very worthy award to Dr. Gottlieb.
Imagine a world without HIV.
Imagine an AIDS-free generation.
Imagine helping to create it.
Imagine.
Imagine.
For more information about the annual Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, visit DesertAIDSProject.org, search Facebook for Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards, or search for the very powerful hashtag #ImagineNoAIDS.
Imagine.
Imagine.
Who is a hero? A movie star?
A TV show host?
A fabulous fashion designer?
Or a spicy chef?
We are all heroes when we help others.
Join Dining Out for Life and be a hero in the fight against HIV.
Take action. Dine out. Fight AIDS.
Participating restaurants donate a generous percentage to help people in your city. Make a reservation now at diningoutforlife.com.
I want to give a big shout out of thanks to all my advertisers. You'll hear their commercials during the show. If this episode had a presenting sponsor, you would be hearing their commercial right now at the beginning of the show. For information on how to secure this sponsorship, or for the contact information for all my advertisers, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on the advertisers link in the main sub-menu.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Nicholas broadcasts live almost every day, and he wants you to be a part of the conversation. If you are listening live, the phone lines are open now. Call 347-215-8866. That's 347-215-8866. We're screening calls right now, so get dialing. Call 347-215-8866. While he's screening callers for today's broadcast, here's some important information for you. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. At any time 24/7, you may direct tweet at @TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag #NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangout. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiz now. That's youtube.com/snowbiz now. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. And now, on with the snow! show celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
This episode highlights Dr. Michael Gottlieb, who received the Science and Medicine Award. He's a very historic person. He's a living legend in HIV/AIDS research and treatment. Kristen, what would you like to say about Dr. Gottlieb in this upcoming episode?
Well, the good doctor is absolutely tireless. I could just see from our interview, as our listeners will see. And I think that with people like him leading the fight and determined, Rock Hudson's statement in the movie Giant will become a reality. Rock Hudson famously said, "Let me tell you something, you're all through." I think that's what Michael Gottlieb will do for HIV and AIDS as we imagine a future without this disease.
Well said, Kristen. And Kristen brings up Dr. Michael Gottlieb in relation to Rock Hudson, because Dr. Gottlieb was Rock Hudson's personal physician from his diagnosis through his death.
I would like to congratulate you on your honor tonight.
Thank you.
And also ask how it feels having being intertwined with the entertainment industry for so long, being Rock Hudson's personal physician and being portrayed in the film the band played on, and the synergy between the Hollywood and the fight against to imagine no AIDS.
Well, certainly for a professor, which is what I was at the time, I had no idea that I'd ever be part of the Hollywood community or part of the HIV epidemic. On the other hand, it's been this incredible opportunity to bring HIV and AIDS to world attention. I think Rock's illness in particular was a tipping point in the awareness of the country about HIV, because it had kind of been under the radar before that. And then, of course, Elizabeth Taylor's involvement. She was one of the most amazing activists, kind of bringing world attention to the needs of people living with HIV. And she's one of our heroes.
What do you think about there was so much stigma when Rock Hudson was diagnosed. There's still a lot of stigma today. Does that surprise you? And how do we fight it, in your opinion?
I think you've hit on one of the critical issues, which is stigma, because it persists today. There's a lot of discrimination against people with HIV, both by people who are HIV negative in the straight world and even in the gay world, people who are HIV negative discriminate against HIV positives. And the message that I send is that back in 1915, syphilis, which was untreatable at the time, was the scarlet letter. And people didn't get much empathy. And here we are 100 years later, 2015, and haven't we changed? Haven't we developed better understanding of medical illness and more tolerance of medical illness? And I'm just hopeful that people wake up and realize that HIV is just a medical illness, and that they eliminate the stigma associated with it. I just wish more people could be open about their HIV status. I think that's really what it would take. But people are still fearful of coming out about their HIV in the workplace.
I'm very out about my own HIV status, and I'm positive and a client of Desert AIDS Project, but I've reached over 5 million people with my own media activism. Speak to the combination of an undetectable viral load for people who are positive and the opportunity for people to be on PrEP who are negative. Really, the end of the AIDS epidemic is in sight.
It could be in sight. The end of the epidemic could be in sight, but PrEP has to be used properly. And I'm a big fan and advocate of PrEP, but people have to use it properly. The studies were done with people instructed about safer sex behaviors, condom use. We don't know enough to be able to say that a PrEP is safe without condoms totally. And so when I start someone on PrEP, there's an education process about, and I want to know that they're going to use it responsibly. On the other hand, it looks like a good thing. Young people should inquire about it. I think it's underutilized, and it's been much maligned and mischaracterized and called names. But PrEP is definitely a scientific advance. I do wish we had a vaccine, because if we had a vaccine, PrEP would be obsolete.
Of course. Well, thank you, Dr. Gottlieb, and congratulations.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Nice meeting you.
Dr. Michael Gottlieb, Science and Medicine Award. His discovery of the elements making up what would become known as AIDS before the first diagnoses were made in 1981 reads almost like the noir detective novels of the 1940s. That's when the young assistant professor at the UCLA Medical Center, whose specialty was immunology, found a strange set of symptoms in a young gay patient, unexplained fevers, dramatic weight loss, and a severely damaged immune system. Dr. Gottlieb's sleuthing work led to a total of 5 cases as he and his forensic team analyzed blood and tissue samples and eventually named their suspect, a DNA virus laying waste to immune system T cells, the ones that defend against invading infections. Doctors and researchers worldwide were adding pieces to the puzzle, but Dr. Gottlieb was one of few who spoke freely about the controversial disease. His work in the early days of the epidemic is chronicled in And the Band Played On, and Gottlieb was physician to both the late Elizabeth Glaser, co-founder of the Pediatric AIDS Foundation bearing her name, and Rock Hudson. Using a $250,000 gift from Hudson's estate, Dr. Gottlieb was one of the founding chairs of AMFAR, the American Foundation for AIDS Research, along with AIDS activist Elizabeth Taylor and Dr. Mathilde Krim, who was the Science and Medicine Award winner at the 2006 Steve Chase Gala. Dr. Michael Gottlieb is a living legend in HIV/AIDS research and treatment.
And Nicholas Snow Live continues after this. Did you know I'm an author? At the time of this recording, I have 2 books out. The first, a Living Powerfully with HIV memoir called Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It takes place throughout Asia and even in Palm Springs. It could be called Eat, Pray, Disclose. The second book, A Return to Brokeback Mountain, photos and interviews from the historic Hollywood premiere. To find these titles, go to NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Books in the main submenu. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious 3-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A 3-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals, voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at RevivalStores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Please welcome Desert AIDS Project Medical Director, Dr. Stephen Scheibel.
Good evening. I was so pleased to be asked to present the 2015 Science and Medical Award tonight. But before I do, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge just a few of my colleagues whose caring contributions every day are essential to what we do at DAP. I know that not everyone I'm going to mention was able to be here tonight, but I want you to hear all their names loud and clear, so please no applause until I say so. With my apologies to my husband, Chuck, I must start with my office spouse, DAP's Director of Clinical Services, our Chief Psychiatrist, and one hell of a smart and caring man, Dr. David Hirsch. Helping Dave and me out every day are Dr. Shubha Kirkar, Dr. Phillips Rishi, Dr. Margaret So, Dr. John Roberts, terrific nurse practitioners Matt Moran, Katrina Fratcher, and Margaret Barden, tireless physician assistant Henry Nosovitsky, and so many other nurses, medical assistants, dental assistants, high-end hygienists, case managers, and home health team nurses, and social workers. I'm sorry I don't have all the time to say all their names, but these are the people who make me feel great about coming to work every day. Please give them a round of applause. The gentleman I'm about to introduce has truly been there from the beginning. As a matter of fact, even before he reported the first five AIDS diagnoses on June 5, 1981, Dr. Michael Gottlieb, along with several research colleagues, had identified an apparent novel immunologic condition in gay men. Although they initially termed the disease gay-related immune deficiency, or GERD, the syndrome in 1982 became known as AIDS. Dr. Gottlieb's work in these early days of the epidemic is chronicled in Randy Schilt's book, And the Band Played On. The namesake co-founder of the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation and actor Rock Hudson's are just two of Dr. Gottlieb's more high-profile patients. Using a $250,000 gift from the Hudson estate, Dr. Gottlieb was one of the founding chairs of AMFAR, the American Foundation for AIDS Research. Along with incredible AIDS activists Elizabeth Taylor and Dr. Mathilde Krim, who was the 2006 Science and Medicine Award winner. Over a six-year period in the earliest days of the epidemic, Dr. Gottlieb published more than 50 papers on various aspects of HIV infection and treatment. He was also principal investigator for an AIDS clinical trial group awarded to UCLA to test potential therapies for HIV. A Rutgers University graduate, Dr. Gottlieb, who was admitted into the Hall of Distinguished Alumni in 1997, and was honored by the University of Rochester, where he graduated medical school, with that institution's Charles Forts Hutchinson's and Marjorie Smith Hutchinson's Medal. Dr. Gottlieb has served on a variety of boards of directors, including that of AIDS Project Los Angeles, the Pasadena AIDS Service Center, and the Global AIDS Interfaith Alliance in Malawi, Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming the 2015 Science and Medicine Award recipient, Dr. Michael Gottlieb.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's an amazing honor to be up here and to receive this award. It's the icing on the cake of what's been a fulfilling career in science and medicine. The Steve Chase Award has personal significance for me. You see, I knew Mr. Chase. I was one of his doctors. Steve was a superstar. Like so many others back then, he faced an illness that had so many unknowns with amazing courage. Steve Chase would have been 71 this year. As you know, I've been treating HIV since before it had a name, before we knew it was a virus, and before there was any treatment. When we started out, there were few good outcomes. When I was on call at night in the 80s and 90s, my phone rang all the time. And I'm happy to report that now at night, the phone never rings. It all changed, and for the better. You know, in the 90s, we were told that HIV might someday become as manageable as diabetes. Well, today it is. Yeah. And that's the result of our collective activities and our collective activism. And, of course, well-funded good science. Elizabeth Taylor was an activist and a great friend of our cause. At times, I may have been quiet as a mouse in her presence. But that was only because she was so captivating and fun to be with. And her voice, not mine, was far more wide-reaching and powerful. I know you're all very aware of the Ebola epidemic. 20,000 cases of Ebola are a tragedy and definitely worthy of the world's attention. But the public overlooks the fact that there are 33 million people living with HIV around the world. Only 11 of those 33 million are able to access treatment. So HIV isn't over here or anywhere else, but you wouldn't know it from the media coverage. Right. In the United States, we have 50,000 new HIV infections every year, many of which are avoidable. And on the subject of avoidable infections, let me say something about PrEP, which stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. PrEP has been maligned, mischaracterized, even called names. Used the right way, PrEP works, and it deserves more attention. It's an interim strategy because it's going to be a while before we have a vaccine. If we had a vaccine, PrEP would be immediately obsolete. Years ago, when long-term survival with HIV was doubtful, I told an interviewer that I hoped someday to grow gray with my patients. As they say, be careful what you wish for. Yeah. But fortunately, I have patients who are in the hair care profession who pamper what little hair I have left. In all seriousness, I'm thrilled to be treating people with HIV who are in their 60s, 70s, and yes, in their 80s. Yeah. And I'm thrilled, even if the patients themselves are not thrilled with the medical and social issues of aging. I mean, who is? The Desert AIDS Project's medical and psychological services are essential, and this is especially true as more men with HIV retire here. Setting our sights on the future, the work's not going to be done until we find a cure and a vaccine for HIV.
And for a moment, I want to channel Miss Taylor, who, were she here tonight, might have said, "Isn't it time we did something about the inhumane and archaic stigma associated with HIV/AIDS?" It's 2015, not 1915, when syphilis was the scarlet letter. Hasn't our capacity for understanding and empathy come farther than that in a century? Now, back when our federal government ignored the HIV/AIDS epidemic, you made a difference here with the Desert AIDS Project. Just look at this event. Yeah. Every year, the support of the desert communities is more amazing than the year before. Give yourselves a hand. So the Oscars are coming up, and like the winners, I'm tempted to thank a long list of people. But my mother cautioned me never to mistake endurance for hospitality. So I'll make it quick. Thank you, Gala co-chairs Barbara Keller and Jim Casey. CEO of the Desert AIDS Project, David Brinkman. My wife, Wendy Gordon. I love you, Wendy. And my daughter, Jillian Gottlieb. I love you, Kitty. My good friend, Gary Shaw, the voice of God. And let's all send a shout out to our friend and inspiration, the immortal Elizabeth Taylor. I hope she can hear us. And so in closing, I ask you to rekindle your activism. Imagine an end to HIV/AIDS. Support the research effort, access to treatment for everyone, and of course, the Desert AIDS Project. We can reach our goal. We can imagine and make a reality a world without HIV. Thank you all, and have a great evening.
And Nicholas Snow Live continues after this.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's gadio.
Dr. Michael Gottlieb, Science and Medicine Award winner at the 2015 Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards. What a pleasure and honor it was to meet him face to face and to be with that room filled with people who were acknowledging him for his great work. And I think it was particularly cool also that Dr. Stephen Scheibel, the medical director of Desert AIDS Project and my personal physician, took the time to acknowledge the entire team of people that deliver life-saving services to clients of Desert AIDS Project. Kristen, what stands out for you as you reflect upon Dr. Michael Gottlieb and his great work?
Well, I think just the progression of the advances that we owe to him in combating this disease and in helping people live powerfully with it.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm Nicholas Snow.
You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at TheNicholasSnow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on the Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air when communicating with or about the show using any form of social media. Be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at youtube.com/snowbiznow. That's youtube.com/snowbiznow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.